Now, a young goat that had been stuck on top of a 100-foot castle tower in County Donegal has been rescued. The female goat spent 4 days on top of the tower in Greencastle on the Inishowen Peninsula. Kevin McGinley, Superintendent Inspector with the Irish Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, brought the goat to safety. He's on the line. Kevin, thanks for talking to us. How did you come to hear about this poor goat?
Good morning, Rachel. Yes, I suppose the background to the call was that the ISPCA had been alerted to the situation as far back as last Friday. I monitored the situation throughout the weekend, Rachel, and having spoken to locals and keeping an eye on social media, there was a social media page set up in the local area for people, asking people to do whatever they could to attend the plight of the goat. So as I said, I was monitoring the situation over the weekend, and just yesterday morning, Sunday, I decided to attend the scene and assess the situation to see what help the ISPCA could provide.
I've seen a picture of her perched up on top of the tower. She was a very long way up. When did you decide that you'd have to scale the tower?
Well, I had been aware, you know, that the goat had been up there for a few days prior to me arriving there even. So, you know, I know locals had improvised. One gentleman had actually climbed the tower himself as well prior to that. But it's a very, very difficult ascent when you're climbing up through the tower. It's a sort of a circular format inside the tower, and it goes around in a circular movement. Halfway up, the steps or the stones halfway up had been collapsed, which made it even more difficult. This gentleman, as I said, had improvised and put a set of ladders there and placed two planks of timber on the ladders in the hope that the goat might make its way down itself. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. So as I said, when I arrived there yesterday, I assessed the situation and made the decision to climb the tower myself.
Mm-hmm. And why would she have gone up, do you think? Would it be just to get a bite to eat, or what would make her do that?
Goats are notoriously good climbers. They're very, very curious. They're very they get into situations where they really, really shouldn't. I don't know what the background or why the goat ended up there, to be quite honest with you. All I do know is that the goat had been there for several days, and it was becoming increasingly clear, you know, that the goat wasn't going to come down of its own accord and would require assistance.
So how did you get her down again? You had to scale the tower.
I got up to the top of the tower by climbing the circular staircase, for the want of a better word, inside the tower, and I was able to contain the goat there and bring her back down to the ground below. Unfortunately, when I was up there, I established very, very quickly that the goat had sustained an injury. And that became, you know, it became more increasingly concerning for me from that point of view. I was more concerned with how bad the injury was to the goat's leg. And, you know, I formed the view that the goat would need immediate veterinary assistance. And that was first and foremost in my mind.
It can't have been easy to get her back down again, though, was it?
Certainly not. It wouldn't have been an adult goat now, Rachel. It would have been a young goat, a kid goat, just a bit above a kid goat, maybe around 8 months old, weighing about 20 kilos. So from that point of view, it wasn't that heavy or whatever the case may be, you know. But just so thankful to have the goat back down to the ground level. And I immediately transferred the goat to a local veterinary practice, where it became clear that the goat had, in fact, sustained a fractured leg. The goat had received immediate long-term active pain relief from the vet. A cast was applied, and the goat will have the cast on its leg for approximately 6 weeks going forward. It will have to be in the care of the ISPCA, obviously, and it will have to be very restricted in terms of its movement and its mobility for the next 6 weeks. But the vet is very, very confident that the goat should make a full recovery.
All right, so she should be okay. That's good news. Does she have a home, do you know?
Not just yet. I'm following up on a number of queries. There is talk locally there that there might be an owner for the goat. So the work starts today, Rachel, to be honest with you, to ascertain, is there an owner for this goat? And obviously we'll need to speak to the owner in relation to that. If not, the ASPCA will carefully monitor whatever applications come in to rehome the goat going forward, and we'll obviously get the goat into a good environment.
Well, hopefully so, and well done. It was obviously a fantastic and successful rescue over the weekend. That was Kevin McGinley, who's Superintendent Inspector with the ISPCA.